It's now almost 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting in the airport waiting for my flight to Vienna.
Wenn alles grün und blüht auf dieser Erde. Wenn alles grünt und blüht auf dieser Welt, ja, ja, da sitz ich hier und träume still verloren. Denk an die längst vergangene schöne Zeit. Ich war ein Kind, noch kaum war ich geboren, als eine Träne fiel mir auf das Haupt. Es war die Mutter, die lag ganz verloren. Im Wochenbett herab aufs Kind sie schaut.
Doch, doch. Du musst die Gesamtanschläge des Aufsatzes.
I went to Vienna to visit Stine. She is studying fine arts at the academy there, in the same city as Felix Bort, Birgit Jürgensen and Maria Lasting decided to become artists. Birgit Jürgensen was born in Vienna in 1949. In 2014, the city of Vienna announced that a street will be named after her, Jürgensenweg. It's in Floridsdorf, which is the 21st district of Vienna, on the other side of Donau. Me and Stine decide to go there. We are looking at Google Maps and it seems to be pretty far away, in the middle of nowhere.
We have to get off here.
Okay. In her teens, she starts taking photos of small self-made sculptures and she's dancing ballet. At 17, she decides to visit some friends in Paris who are working in a theater there. When she returns to Vienna, she applies for studying graphics at Universität für Angewandte Künste. She's drawing and making prints with great concentration and a kind of photorealistic quality, but it can't be described as realism. No matter how much realism wants to intertwine with the world of her realm, there's a density in her drawings pushing it out.
Is this the right way?
I think so. Because we have to continue in the same direction as the train went.
The train goes there.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to go up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then follow the...
But I also really like with her work that it's not never really taking this turn, like now I scale everything up and have this finish on it that makes it like sellable or fitting into.
But that's what I meant when I, like, with what I said before, that I have the feeling that the interest that drove her were the same interest that drove her into taking photographs when she was a child. And she just continued doing it.
Yeah.
Also for herself, like to... kind of to find a way to live in this world or...
And the idea that she somehow met Maria Lasnik and became her assistant, I think it's also this idea or like image that I really liked.
A lot. It could be here. Maybe. Yeah, it is here. Fenster. Fendtlergasse, okay. And then Fendtlergasse turns into Jørgensengasse.
Weg.
Weg. Ja. Jørgensenweg.
In 1975, Valley Export put up the exhibition Magna Feminismus, Kunst und Kreativität. And she is inviting Birgit Jørgensen. Birgit, who admires the work of Valley Export, is of course accepting her invitation. Maria Lastning is also taking part. And in 1980, Birgit becomes her assistant at the Universität für Angewandte Künste. During these years, her career takes flight, and she has her first solo show at the Hubert Winters Gallery at Seilerstätte.
I wonder what this is. Maybe this is the...
It says here,
Gaswerk.
Wiener Erdgasspeicher.
It could be super old.
It's probably, it says...
Dr. Karl Marischka. Professor Hubert Marischka, Ernst Marischka.
Okay. Marischka Promenade. What good is it?
I mean, must have maybe the family that started.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a street, but where is the street?
Here.
But you can't enter it.
No. And I guess this is Jørgensenweg.
No. Yes! Oh my god. Okay, here's a sign. Birgit Jørgensen, 1949 till 2003. Zeichnerin, Malerin, Fotografin. It feels like a joke.
It feels like putting up a
sign
her.
Where no one had the interest of having a name for a street because it's not a street at all.
Do you think they have a ceremony when they appoint a new name? I just like to think the image of a mayor standing out here cutting some kind of ribbon.
Yeah.
Toasting with no one.
The self-irony is often highlighted in Birgit Jørgensen's work. She's using humor as a way to create a distance to herself and to topics she thought too difficult to handle otherwise. She gave herself the freedom to work in different medias, rather than following the demands of the art market. Maybe this was a way to show dubious male artists that not only could she, a woman, paint and draw, she could paint really well, among several other techniques. In 2001, at the age of 52, she gets to know that she has cancer, and after this everything turns really fast. And only 2 years later, on the 25th of September, she dies in Vienna.
Should we try and walk to the other end?
Yeah. Maybe we can make a selfie.
Yeah, definitely.
Sign in the back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Jørgensenweg is a dirt road. No cars are allowed to drive there. It has a clear beginning, marked by a road barrier, and it ends with a fence, separating it from an abandoned soccer field. This is a place where seniors walk their dogs in the afternoon. At first sight, it almost seems like an insult naming this street after an artist. But as we walk Jørgensenweg till the end, turn around and walk back, there is some kind of beauty in a street not leading into another road or any specific location. It's a piece of land lying there for itself, making it just for itself, and now it has a name. Entschuldigung.
Ja. Dürfen wir was fragen?
Ja.
Wir machen ein Doku über
Birgit Jørgensen.
Birgit Jørgensen. Und hier ist ja die Jørgensenweg.
Ja.
Ja. Kennen Sie?
Nein, den kennt den Jørgensen. Nein, überhaupt nicht. Nur den Marischka, den wissen wir. Der eine ist ein Arzt und der andere ein Filmregisseur.
Ja. Ich glaube, sie war Architektin, die steht da weg.
Künstlerin.
Künstlerin.
Ja,
eben.
Ja.
On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island, half a fortress deep in.